Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today, right today, is this climactical day in Iran where they are working on, actually, not in Iran, but the talks that they're having right now about, are they going to give Iran the capabilities, a pathway to nuclear potential for nuclear bombs and missiles, and it's just amazing. You thought this day would never come, but it's almost like things are getting closer and closer, and consequences are getting closer, and things are speeding up. And the narrative that you're hearing spoke about quite often, it's just like, oh, whatever. It's like, you can't negotiate with the devil or his children. You can't negotiate good with someone who is expecting wants to destroy Israel, that wants to destroy Christians, that right now, and if you missed our earlier program that we had, you can catch it at VFNTV.com, but it is genocide in the Middle East right now towards Christians, and it's being blinked at. And it was reported on Glenn Beck Television on The Blaze, where, you know, he was talking about the Holocaust and different things that are going on in regards to historically happening, and how, you know, some Muslim nations are surrounding Israel, and this chant about, you know, push Israel in the sea, and the head of, you know, Iran's Ayatollah is saying, you know, that to destroy Israel. And this very same time, he's like, this Jewish man tells Glenn, he says, listen, right now, you need to be talking about the genocide towards Christians. And we need to pay close attention to this reality that's taking place. And like, are we moved by that? Are we moved by the fact that children are being beheaded because they're followers of Jesus Christ, that husbands are being crucified because they're followers of Jesus Christ, that women are being sold into sex slavery because they are in the Middle East and in Iraq and some of the other nations in that area because they just said, I'm a Christian, that I follow Jesus Christ. I made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. Some of the reports are that they're putting a bomb, an explosive, on the door, that if a Christian goes back to their home, then it sets off and it destroys that family to try to go back to their home. And it's like this genocidal thing taking place. At the same time, our country is negotiating with this very country today, and they're talking about want to come to agreement today. As a matter of fact, and I thank God for Senator Mitch McConnell, who went and talked to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about this. As a matter of fact, take a look at this, CBN.
At times, the atmosphere in Switzerland seems almost playful, even among sometime adversaries like the U.S. and Russia.
I'm not paid to be optimistic, you know.
You're not paid enough to be optimistic.
The parties claim they're as close as ever to a deal that would ease sanctions on Iran in exchange for international controls to make sure Tehran's nuclear program stays peaceful.
To make a deal that is good for non-proliferation, for security in the region and in the world, and also for the sake of regional stability and security, it would be important to reach a deal. We are united on this as Europeans, not only as Europeans, I believe, as international community.
But here in Jerusalem, such talk would be laughable if there weren't a direct threat to Israel's existence. On Sunday, one columnist here wrote, "The idea of an Iranian nuclear weapon is surreal and frightening. But by Tuesday, it could be a reality on the ground. This is truly crazy." Even as he tries to form a government, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continued to warn such a deal would be bad for the world. He hosted Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and a GOP delegation this weekend.
Will this make their move forward more moderate, or will it make it more extreme? I think it's a no-brainer. But this is happening before our eyes. And I think the most important thing is to make sure that Iran doesn't get a path to the bomb, and that Iran's aggression in Yemen and elsewhere, including around Israel's borders, is stopped.
McConnell assured Netanyahu of strong bipartisan support for Israel's position in Congress.
The group who are here share your concerns about this potential agreement, and there are options that the United States has in the wake of an agreement and if there is no agreement. The option, if there's an agreement, is a bill that we intend to vote on that enjoys bipartisan support to require that agreement to come to Congress for approval.
If the deal goes through, Israelis will have to create their own plan based on what they believe is certain to be unchecked aggression on the part of Iran. John Waghi, CBN News.
This, I'm telling you, I mean, of all the things, this is really happening. This is not a test of the emergency broadcast system. America's leadership is truly negotiating with enemies of Israel. And I just thank God, actually our executive branch is, because our Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, and you saw all the Congress when you saw the intro to VFN TV, and just I want you to soak that in, because that was you. That's your representatives that are standing up and applauding, saying, you know, we stand with Israel. And this is very, very times that testament souls is what this is. And we need to pray for protection of Israel. We need to pray that our president, that God would just speak to him and his vision would turn, and that, and for whatever reason, whatever the motives is, and whatever, you know, we don't know why this reasoning's happening. But in regards to, if you curse Israel, you'll be cursed. If you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. If America takes this stand against Israel by giving nuclear capabilities to its adversary, not only our adversary, just like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, he said, America, this scud's for you. Think about that. You know, we're being warned by God saying, you know, wake up. And so I just want to just encourage you to just pray that things will turn around. I believe it's around 6 p.m. Eastern time that the time frame is up again. And you'll hear them probably try to extend it out to another time frame. But the big thing we need to know is ask is like, dear God, that you would stop these negotiations, that you would cause them to go to naught, and that Israel would be safe, and that America would wake up and stand with Israel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daytime Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.